The following is a conversation with Chris Beamers, who has organized the Canada Day Flea Market in Shawville with his wife, Melanie, for more than a decade now. This year, their first back since the start of the pandemic, they raised a record $7,586, which will go towards school supplies at Dr. S.E. McDowell Elementary.
And as far as previous years, how does this one stack up?
Best one so far.
Oh, really?
Our record was just over 6,000 the last time we did it, so we beat it by quite a bit.
And so how many years have you guys been doing this?
This one was our 12th, and of course we missed two in there because of COVID. But
okay, so this is your first year back after the pandemic there, and you guys set a record there. That's awesome.
Yeah, it seems to be every year we do a little better than the year before, but this year we're quite surprised with the total we got, for sure.
Yeah, awesome. And do you know what you guys are going to be putting it towards, what you guys typically use the proceeds for?
The first 9 years we did it for the hospital, helped with the dialysis and a bunch of other stuff there. But the last year that we did it, we started going for McDowell School for the teachers. And this year, again, we're doing it for McDowell School as well. What we do is we take the total and divide it by the teachers in the school, so they each get the same amount of money, and then they can use it towards teaching supplies, or if they want to get something special for their class or whatever, we leave it up to them. They just submit their receipts, and then we pay them back.
Is there a reason why you guys chose the McDowell teachers?
Our son started in McDowell a few years back, and I became part of the governing board at the school, and through the governing board, I learned that their budget is very small for them to get teaching supplies. They seem to spend a lot of money out of their own pocket, which we thought we could help out with, and that's kind of why we decided to go that route.
How did you guys end up starting this this flea market in the first place? How did that come about?
So the first year we did it, we live outside of town, and we had a bunch of stuff we wanted to do, like a yard sale, but where we live, there's like no traffic as far as going to stop and browse. So it was actually my wife, Melanie's idea, that she said maybe we could get a few of us together and do something in town to try and draw more people. And the first year was real small. We had like four vendors, but people realized what our goal or our idea was and just exploded from there.
And so it's always been held there at the arena as well?
Yeah.
And so do you have an estimate on how many people came through there on Canada Day? It was quite busy, or what?
Well, it was very busy this year. Usually we have a little break during lunchtime parade, but this year there didn't seem to be much of a break at all. Numbers-wise, I would say over 1,000 anyway. I couldn't really give a good estimate, but...
And as far as the actual donation of the money to McDowell, is that going to be happening this week? Has it already happened, or...?
It hasn't happened yet. They're all off on holidays for the summer. Once they get back into the school, we'll have a meeting with the principal and all the staff and tell them what we've got and what our plan is. And it's basically ongoing throughout the year as they see stuff they need. When we did it the last time for them, it went on throughout the year. You know, the gym teacher said, well, I could use new balls, new soccer balls, basketballs, volleyballs, so we bought them all that. Other teachers bought whiteboards, books for their classrooms.
Well, Chris, I want to thank you for your time. If there's anything else that you wanted to mention or anyone else that helped, it was just you and your wife, Melanie, there, eh? That handled this?
Yeah, we had five volunteers that help us on Canada Day itself, but as far as setup and everything, it's basically just my wife and I that do it, yeah.
And you're hoping for another successful one next year as well?
Oh, yeah. I don't think we can stop now. The everyone in town kind of expects to go to it now, so we're stuck doing it now, I think.